Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right off the bat from California, it's a professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
There they are. The group is alive and well. And by the way, it's a cool night tonight down here. It's 67 degrees where I'm at the moment. And it's going to go down into the 60s tonight. So it's kind of a relaxing, refreshing type of air with a northern wind. So we're not complaining about that because it's still going to be up here 80 tomorrow or 85 or whatever. But, you know, having it cool at night, again, takes care of the mosquitoes and all that good stuff, right?
Exactly right. Yes.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And don't forget it. We're going to remind you about that every chance we get. Well, Kyle, what a weekend this has been, and Kamala might have herself in big trouble right now. Let me just go to this right away, because something came out over the weekend. Kamala Harris yesterday appeared in a video that went to a whole bunch of churches. You're aware of that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she endorsed Terry McAuliffe for Virginia governor. Now, that's not illegal or a violation for her to do, because she's exempt from the Hatch Act, which technically allows the vice president to do that. But in the video where it was going to be played, that leads to the legal consequences. Now, where it was going to be played was inside churches. That's where the violation is. Now, what do you think about that? I got the complete breakdown, but tell me what you think so far.
Right. Well, again, you know, typically, in order to maintain your tax-exempt status, you're not able to endorse a particular candidate and have basically campaigning going on inside the church. That's right.
Okay. The explicitly political message, which certainly does endorse a political candidate, seemingly violates the Johnson Amendment. Now, folks, you probably don't even remember that Senator Lyndon Johnson, before he became the vice president and then the president, Senator Lyndon Johnson, back in 1954, put through a bill, proposed an amendment to prohibit 501c3 organizations, which includes charities and churches, from engaging in any political campaign activity. That law is still in effect. Now, it means that Kamala violated the Johnson Law. And it means that she, by her own actions, could have cost these churches their tax exempt, because there was 30 churches, all black churches, where this video was played. She could have cost those churches their tax exempt status. We'll see. That all depends on whether or not the IRS or the Federal Election Commission will step in and do anything. I have my doubts, but it's clear that she violated the law.
Yes, I wouldn't hold my breath with this Justice Department at this point. But, you know, typically, and the church is not prohibited from talking about social issues or even political issues, but the direct political campaign, looking for funds, making, you know, that kind of stuff, that's expressly prohibited.
Okay, got to say good morning to Richard the Marine. Hello to LJ, where it's got to be cooler up there than it is here. She's up in Michigan. And hello to Wally, who said it was cool enough this morning for him to mow his lawn without taking a break.
Very cool, yeah.
Well, obviously very cool,
yeah.
Right? You're a champion of words tonight. But the IRS further explains that the tax-exempt organizations that violate the law are subject to losing their tax-exempt status. Now, remember, this happened to the Tea Party groups, remember, when Donald Trump was running?
Right.
And all these parties that were all these groups that were tax-exempt went out and endorsed Donald Trump, and a whole bunch of them lost their tax-exempt status.
That's right. So... But in this particular case, we're talking about Kamala Harris. We're talking about the Democrats. And people may see a real double standard emerge here.
Well, I believe we will see a double standard. But still, you got to get it out there and let the people know that there has been a clear and unfiltered and unadulterated violation of federal election law by none other than the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. She's been caught. Lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk. Now we'll see what happens.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, it's not like a whoops, you know, kind of whoopsie kind of thing.
They did it blatantly.
Right. And so now it would be very interesting to see if she makes any statement about it or tries to walk any of this back.
Yep. Now, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. But when we come back from the break, the media outlets out there, the left loonies, are trying to come up with another scandal against Donald Trump. It's called the Sand Dune Scandal. Wait till we tell you about that one. And this is a bunch of crapola on toast. I'm telling you, garbage, garbage, garbage. But they're going to try to do something. Well, you need to know about it, so you need to know how to complain about it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Ran into somebody today that was having some difficulty. I gave him some Relief Factor, gave him four packets, and I told him, I says, take one now, take one tonight before you go to bed, and take another one tomorrow morning, and take another one tomorrow evening. Let me know how you make out. And he called me up just before 10 o'clock, and he says, this stuff is working. I'm not in pain anymore. I said, well, good for you. So he's a believer. And believe me, folks, I wouldn't be telling you about this if I wasn't taking the product and it hasn't been working for me for well over 6 years. Because Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation problem that I have, as well as the pain that I have from different injuries that I've suffered over the years. Now, fact of the matter is, the natural ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain at the source of the problem. Now, it's 100% drug-free, so you don't need to worry about that. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps in the healing process. All good for you. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle, this is This is nuts. Okay, we're going to go to Nutsville here right now, folks. The sand dune scandal. The sand dune scandal. Because several media outlets just blew the lid off of what they call a major scandal in Trump land. This story could have serious ramifications for former President Donald Trump and the Republican Party as it seeks to regain control of the government in upcoming elections. Now, when I mentioned the names to you, Carl Bernstein, Rachel Maddow, Yahoo News, The Hill, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that are screaming bloody Murray about a murder about this, and nobody else is yet, but they probably will be, wouldn't you think there's something really rotten in hell here?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you know about this?
Well, this is an issue that's going on in Scotland. Back in 2006,
yep.
Donald Trump, before he was in politics or running for president or anything, was building a golf course, or wanted to build a Trump golf course, in a stretch of coastal land in Scotland, northern Scotland, called Aberdeenshire. It's in northeast Scotland, and they wanted to build this Trump golf course. But then there was this opposition to the plan, basically, because they thought it was going to do something bad to some protected areas and so forth. Trump actually knew the First Minister of Scotland, I should say, at that time, Alex Salmond. They all signed off on this plan. This was a known issue, evidently. Trump even addressed it. But now they're saying that these sand dunes, these particular sand dunes, which are natural configurations, they have somehow been destroyed by the building of this 18-hole golf course. But it's interesting to me, Captain, number one, obviously this is a construction issue at its heart and a local issue at that, but I'm surprised this didn't come up somehow before in the campaign.
Did you hear me mention Nancy Pelosi's name?
Yep.
Wait till I tell you what Nancy Pelosi did in conjunction with her husband in San Francisco at the San Francisco International Airport that made her husband several hundred million dollars. Are you ready?
Yep.
There was a bunch of wetlands down on the south end of the airport, and nobody could touch any of that. And the husband wanted to develop that and build a bunch of condos there. Well, of course, California has the environmental regulations and this, that, and the other, and wetlands to go into there. It's naturally protected and this, that, and the other. Well, money bribed the zoning people, who then turned around and got the zoning changed to where they could go into the wetlands and fill them in and use them and build them for condos, which Nancy Pelosi's husband and his company made several hundred million dollars on. You want to blow something up here? Let's blow that up right in Nancy's face, because it's all true.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Now, when it comes to this issue in Scotland, typically when you have construction issues or this kind of thing, in real estate, at least as far as I understand, if somebody brings a complaint, you've got to take a look at what was the contractor doing? What were they supposed to do? What was the expectation of what they were going to do? Did they do what they were supposed to do? And the list goes on. So you could have lawsuits and this kind of thing. But the way it's going to be portrayed is that Donald Trump hates the environment and killed all the sand dunes because he wanted to. What this tells me, Captain, too, is that you've got people in the media right now who are absolutely anticipating that Donald Trump is not done in politics, that he is making a real resurgence.
They're scared to death.
And they are scared to... This is, I think, what this story actually shows us at this point.
They are losing people in their own party because of what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing to their own people, who they said, well, we're not going to tax you. You're not going to pay anymore. It's not going to affect you. It's only going to be the rich, the rich, the rich. Well, every time the price of gasoline goes up another 5 cents or whatever per gallon, which, by the way, you want to really be disgusted. Gasoline this morning, let me just double check to make sure here. I believe we're sitting at $2.50 a gallon, the wholesale price out of the refinery. Let me look. Let me see. Well, it was off by a penny. $2.49, and diesel is $2.57 a gallon at the refinery. That's all the taxes paid at the refinery before the transportation comes in. It comes to you, and then all the state and city and local taxes and whatever get tagged onto it. So if you're paying $2.49 a gallon, and you said, what is it up there by you?
Well, it's at least $4.60. $4.69 and something.
Well, I know the surcharge for gallon on gasoline in your state was $1 a gallon when they added the surcharge.
Right.
So you paid more in a surcharge than you did in what the taxes were to begin with.
Right. Yep.
Now tell me that, and by the way, how come nobody didn't raise a big stink about that up there?
Well, exactly. Well, but again, I think, Captain, you know, if we hear from the Democrat Party elite as if they care about people and how much money they have to spend, whether or not they're being
taxed. They don't.
See, that's the point. And so they'll tell you how they're only going to tax the rich because the rich are bad and all that stuff. But in reality, they really don't care what's happening to average Americans.
Well, here's where we're at. When it comes to Carl Bernstein, forget about Russiagate, forget about Ukraine, forget about the mean tweets. This is the scandal that will bring down Trump's political demise. The walls are closing in. It will be only a matter of time. So says Carl Bernstein as he sprinted to a camera so he could say that. This is worse than Watergate. Well, he's out of his mind. Rachel Maddow has also talked about this. Yahoo News has printed about it. The Hill has printed about it. And the next person that tries to tell me The Hill is a conservative Republican site, I'm gonna I don't know what I'm going to do, because it's not. And by the way, and then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has just started to talk about it. And this, of course, would bring about impeached Trump proceedings if he were to get elected again, I guarantee you. If she's still the Speaker, and I don't think she will be.
No, and again, I think it shows that Trump is so front and center in the news. And, of course, yes, he's doing the rallies and this kind of thing, but they are making him front and center in the news. They are trying to carpet bomb basically any idea that Trump is going to influence the 2022 elections and perhaps set the stage. And it's unprecedented. I mean, we literally are in uncharted waters, Captain, because we've never seen this before in the modern era of a former president coming back after one term and then coming back again and trying to run again. This, I mean, yes, Nixon came back and ran again. But
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. But Nixon was thought to be done in 1960, then after he tried to run for governor of California. But he came back in 1968. And what was different? The political environment was different, very, very much so. Set the stage for Nixon to win. It's not apples and apples here, but the political environment that the Democrats are creating are setting the stage for Trump.
Yeah, and back then, Lyndon Johnson was the president, said he was not going to run again, and fact of the matter, was it 68?
68, that's right.
Yeah, said he was not going to run again because he had led the country down the gilded path. We were in the middle of Vietnam, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mandates concerning getting the vaccine are still dividing people across America. There were protests and rallies held over the weekend in many cities. People on both sides of the issues demonstrating, and Arkansas's Republican governor talked about the administration's approach, Asa Hutchinson saying that the mandates do nothing but create more vaccine hesitancy. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
Let me make it clear that when I say I don't believe we ought to to be engaging in mandates. I'm speaking of the government mandates, whether it's a federal government mandate or a state government mandate.
The Coast Guard says a Mediterranean ship is now a suspect vessel in the oil spill investigation off Southern California, and a spokesman for the Coast Guard says the MSC Janet may have dragged an anchor back in January and it may have hit that pipeline. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow.com, the story behind Mike Lindell, of course, if you don't know, he's got a website called FrankSpeech.com. He's over there with his own news and media conglomerate, if you will, on the Internet, because he was pretty much taken out of the big, well, he wasn't pretty much, he was taking his product out of the big box stores to where he had a whole bunch of inventory and no place to sell it except for his website. Now, on his website, MyPillow.com, you can go there and take a look at all the products he's got. And in every case, it will say, use promo code whatever. Well, the promo code that you'll use will be Captain. Very simple, Captain. On anything you see there, and you'll get the discount. You'll see the price, save 30%, save 40%, save 50%, buy one, get one, whatever the deal is. But it'll also tell you, use your promo code or what your promo code is. Promo code will always be Captain. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459 if you'd rather speak to a live person on the phone. Some people would rather do that than do business on the Internet, and I got it. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, they also have a link on the homepage that says Radio Listener Specials. If you double-click on that, it will open a page, and you'll have at least 2 dozen, maybe more, items on there that will be marked, in some cases, even lower than what's on the homepage. And you'll be able to just save an insane amount of money by using the promo code CAPTAIN. So here's your directive. MyPillow.com, all made in America, 60-day return policy. You want Christmas gifts? There you go. Made in America Christmas gifts. You'll have them. Don't need to worry about a container ship or any of that. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Phone number is 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. And Kyle, you going to buy any Christmas presents from Mike Lindell?
Well, you know, that's exactly what we're looking at right now, Captain, because
great gifts.
They are great gifts. They're made in America, and you're right. They don't have to come in on a container ship, and the choices that are there at MyPillow.com are just amazing. So everything with the promo code CAPTAIN, you're going to save money. So, yeah, that's definitely on my Christmas list, and we're making it now.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Now, we've heard from the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol that they are set to put out a report that just under 2 million migrant encounters nationwide for the recently ended fiscal year 2021, which ended the 1st of October, end of September. Now, the number of migrants encountered by Border Patrol agents and CBP officers jumped. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
202% over the previous year's roughly 647,000.
That is really significant.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, of the nearly 1.96 million migrants encountered, more than 1.66 million, a new record for Border Patrol, were migrants apprehended by U.S. Border Patrol agents at the southern, northern, and coastal borders, because they're coming in by water, too, especially down here by me, here in Florida and in the Gulf, right?
Right.
Now, this represents an increase, you ready for this?
Yep.
Of 310% over the previous year's 405,000 migrants. Holy tamale.
Well, I guess, you know, there's no border crisis, is there? There's just, you know, that's why Biden and company are just flabbergasted that people think that there's some kind of border crisis.
Yeah. Well, there is some kind of border crisis.
Right.
I just told you about it.
Exactly.
And they're all coming here, and they're all going, oh, we're going to put you on, we're going to become U.S. citizens, we're going to grant you an amnesty, because they all think this. We're going to grant you amnesty, and you're all going to get an opportunity to be American citizens, and, oh, yes, then you can vote. No, I don't think so. We got to stop that. By the way, speaking of stopping something, kudos to the Republican-led Michigan legislature who tried last week to approve tougher voter ID requirements and a ban against mass mailing of unsolicited absentee ballot applications, finalizing bills that unfortunately will be vetoed by the Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
That's exactly right, Captain, but they're on record doing that, and she's on record with that. Works both ways, and as we see things changing, I think it's going to work against her as opposed to for her.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen here, because the party line votes in the House came shortly after several people in the gallery were escorted out for yelling in protest. Meanwhile, the legislation would require voters who request an absentee ballot to write their driver's license number, state ID number, or the last four digits of their Social Security number on the envelope of, or on the application requesting. Now, they currently sign the document, and the signature is checked against what's on file. This would add to it to make sure nobody could cheat, make it harder to cheat anyway. Now, people who show up at the polls without a photo ID would no longer be able to sign an affidavit or cast a regular ballot. Instead, they would get a provisional ballot and have to verify their identity with the local clerk within 6 days of the election for their vote to count. Makes sense to me.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, this is so simple, Kyle, to figure out, that the Democrats now depend on voter fraud to win elections in the state of Michigan and elsewhere. But that's why it's so imperative to get to the bottom of the 2020 elections, what they've done in Michigan. When Americans lose faith in the election process, it's game over. We will then see election results like that of communist countries, where 93% voted for one candidate, in this case, the Democrat. If we only had more government officials with guts, we'd be able to solve this problem.
Well, absolutely. And again, people see what's going on. And then at the same time, I think that they generally support the idea of making sure that voter fraud is harder. And how do you do that? By the things you were just talking about, Captain. Exactly.
Now let's talk a little bit about our supply chain. Because Joe Biden announced last week that the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, which handled about 40% of the U.S. imports, would begin operating on a 24/7 basis. Sounds pretty good so far, right?
Right. Sounds good, yeah.
But they should have been doing that already because other ports around them were, in an effort to expedite the movement of freight and overcome the supply chain crisis that threatens both the U.S. operation of U.S. factories and the availability of goods for U.S. consumers. Now, remember I told you this is because of the just-in-time freight.
Right.
Now, nobody's talking about that, are they?
Nope.
Now, these are the lies that you might expect from a socialist country and a president from one of those countries. The L.A. docs say, however, it's going to take 2 to 3 months minimum just to get the 24 schedule up and running.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I believe the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles the other day was saying there's no lever they can pull to just make it all kind of go in that direction, or, you know, make that happen overnight, basically, just paraphrasing here. But it, in other words, it sounded good for Joe Biden to say that. And I think that they're hoping that that's going to help his poll numbers as opposed to actually getting freight moving through these places at a much higher clip.
But au contraire, Kyle, there are ports that have available berths, docks, where they could sail these container ships, whether it was one here, five there, six here, whatever the deal is, and get them offloaded sooner. That's the solution. I don't see anybody doing it. Well, very few.
On a small scale it's happened, but a very small scale comparatively, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens next. And I will tell you that this is the biggest mess, I think, that I've ever seen in my career involving anything to do with transportation. I'm retired now, but I was in the midst of all this, ladies and gentlemen, and we were able to do more back in the day than they can do right now because we would go in and out of the ports 24/7. We did it. That's what our trucks did. And the eastern ports up and down the eastern seaboard, if we had a government chassis and trailer to take in there, boy, they couldn't wait to get it there.
Well, exactly. And, you know, if you mentioned, Captain, about the 24/7, well, Biden said that his team had been working on this for months, and they just now came up with the plan of 24/7, but it'll actually take months from the time of his announcement to go 24/7. Well, what have they been doing all this time, I think people might ask.
Not their job.
Right.
Not their job. All right, folks. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're coming back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I already gave you a little tinsel there about the price of fuel jumping up again. And by the way, oil futures are at $94 a barrel. They've only got $6 to go to make Iran happy. Yep. Iran wants $100 a barrel. They're going to get it. Watch and see. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, you keep it between the lines, and in the meantime, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you come across it, pull on in there, see which one of them that you want to check out, the Pilot or the Flying J, whichever one you stop at, and you will find out all about how they take care of the drivers. Now, keep in mind one other thing here. You can join the Drivers Club. And by joining the Drivers Club, you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store, and that can really help you out. Okay, we're going to get started here, but we're going to get started with one of our classics. I haven't played this in a long time, and I remember this group. I remember this group like it was yesterday because I hauled some of their trailers when they were out on tour.
Roll on highway. And he's off on a Midwest run. And 3 sad faces gather round Mama. They ask her when Daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler. And they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do.
Ah, but he calls me every night and tells me that he loves me. It rains, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they called. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
By the way, the moral to that story is, I'm not going to play the rest of it, but the moral to that story is, Daddy did call the next night. They did find him. He was sitting in the cab of another truck, keeping warm. So there you go, Kyle. All righty. Well, I'm going to read the weather real quick. I'm going to turn it over to you. Then we got stuff we got to do. But out west, folks, we got more rain and mountain snow, and it's going to be snowing all the way from California to Colorado for the next few days, Washington State as well, and Oregon, parts of Idaho. So, Kyle, you take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Where we are right now, where we're going to be as we go through the week are going to be a couple of different things. We are seeing a storm come into the Pacific Northwest and parts of Northern California, bringing some rain. The jet stream, of course, has dipped down. It's dipped down to about the Bay Area or so before it starts heading back up again through Idaho and on back up to the northern parts, of course. So that's one of the reasons why we're seeing this weather. But we are going to see the snow, as you said. That's going to be coming through as we go through the week. Other places, for example, in northern Utah, Wyoming's Teton Range, Bighorn Mountains, Laramie Mountains, they're going to keep getting some snow added in this week as well. Now, also, if you're in Northern California, high-profile vehicles will also get a little testing with some wind gusts in the higher elevation.
Going across I-80 is going to be an adventure all the way to Salt Lake.
That's right. So 30 to 40 mile per hour range of wind gusts. So you want to be really careful. That's where we got those wind advisories that you just mentioned there near Reno.
Yeah.
We've got wind advisories in northern Arizona. Also wind advisory if you're coming up Interstate 15 in Utah right now.
All right. Well, folks, our big problem is going to be east of the Mississippi River, it looks like, tonight, where a lot of cold weather has settled in, especially in Wisconsin and on down into Tennessee, western Tennessee, eastern Tennessee. The mountains going right up I-81. You've got frost warnings. You've got very chilly temperatures for this time of the year. Matter of fact, could be some records broke tonight. Even some cold temperatures coming for Florida, but not cold, just chilly. And that's what we're looking at the moment. We do have a gale force condition, if you will, off the east coast of Florida for some rip tides currents, as well as some winds over there. And all that stuff that was up the east coast earlier late last week is gone. Okay, Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Remember, stop by, become a member of the Drivers Club. They also have an RV club you can join. Same thing, you get discounts and you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. All right, Kyle, we're going to take a question. Mary's been hanging on here, and I told her I'd try to squeeze her in here. So here we go. Go on, Mary.
Hi, I did. Kyle, it's about the truckers in California. They're saying that California, at somewhere close to the unloading part, put a big kind of like a clamp on these people that are trucking with big carbon emission standards and said that they're the biggest polluters in California, and that they would have to pay giant fines to be able to operate to unload those cargo ships. I saw that one in writing.
All right.
I don't know if you knew about that. Thank you.
Well, if we knew about it, I talked about it for 2 days last week, did I not, Kyle?
Right, right.
And a matter of fact, I've known about it for a while. We've talked about it before, but we will talk about it again. Yes, indeed, that's true. By the way, they have outlawed diesel engines for the trucks here in another 3 years. They're going to have to find something different to burn. And by the way, lawnmowers will be taken away. Gasoline-operated lawnmowers will be gone too now, won't they?
Well, that's right. Gasoline-operated lawnmowers, leaf blowers. And evidently you could still use them if you had them, but you would not be able to buy them.
But what Mary missed the point on right there is how much it costs to go into the port to begin with. The driver's license that he has to buy, the fee to go in and out of the port, runs between $100 and $150 at the current time. It may go up next year. They may raise it. Because the ports are separate entities that are government controlled, but they're controlled by a group, like just like the airport. The airport authority is a separate group, separate of the local government, but it operates as a government agency. And what's going to happen is the drivers will pay more for their license. The trucks have to be licensed and permitted. By the way, the trailer chassis that you pick up are never right. It's usually something with the tires or with the brakes or with the lights, and you got to get it fixed, and that takes hours, sometimes a day or longer. You have to leave a chassis there, because when they assign you a chassis, that's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But again, it's as if, Captain, California continues to try to make it harder for people to do things, and certainly...
It's not just California, though.
Yeah.
The big eastern states, the big Democratic states, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Massachusetts, they've all made things very tough at the ports. They've made that into a money-making proposition to try to balance their budget by taking the revenue that's in there, and then they put it in their general fund to try to bail them out of the mess that they got themselves into. It's a sad situation, but that's what they do.
Exactly right. And can you imagine, of course, it's going to be harder and harder to hide the real breakdown, for example, at Christmas time for Christmas presents and all kinds of stuff, because these ports and the merchandise is not flowing.
Right. And it takes, when you bring in a container ship with 10,000 containers on it, it does not take just a few hours to unload it. It takes several days. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be right back. This is a big freaking mess, folks. Been there, done that. I've been in so many of these ports, I can tell you about them and write a homework assignment on it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I shot you.
He got Obama fall.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.